I could match that measure of exuberance. Sir,
that's all I've got.
What's up, y'all?
That's it.
I'm done.
That burned me out.
You're spent, sir. Every
ounce of energy I had left.
That was it? That was all of it.
I expended it.
You're fucked.
I am.
I mean, if you were Goku doing his Kamehameha, well, I'm tired.
No Super Saiyan stupid today.
What? Super what?
Super Cillian. Super Saiyan.
Did you say Super Saiyan?
Super Science.
It's Super Saiyan, sir.
Super Saiyan, sir. I know.
Well, I guess everybody else is taking this drive.
Well,
today
I'm
too,
saying,
aren't I?
You know, like Super Saiyan. I don't know. Fuck.
Stupid.
I may have watched half of an episode of Dragon Ball Z. Get out of my car.
Get out.
Get out.
Dragon
of the studio.
Dragon Ball Super now, sir. Dragon Ball is Super.
I don't have any clue.
Oh, it's awesome, dude. Anywho.
Well,
what do you want to talk about?
If there was ever a chance for you to
redeem
the way on our podcast,
today would be the day.
Today would be the day.
All right, Bucky, 79 cents.
We've already covered that in episode 7.
No, it didn't say Bucky's on it. It was just a cup sitting there looking like it was going to get ready to spill over.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
But
that
it had.
This time they remembered and actually put the Bucky's logo on it.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing at all.
Nothing. Not a fucking thing.
Nope. How was your weekend?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Friends came in from out of town.
Oh, that's right.
And I helped my buddy build a website this weekend.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It was. We had a good time. And I helped my brother-in-law. I gave him my engine picker that I had in my garage that I used to pull my Jeep engine out with because he needed to use it. And then Sunday we celebrated.
Oh, sorry, I'm just starting to fall asleep.
A birthday party, and then I went home, and then I went to sleep.
All right, so a fun time had by all.
Not really.
Great.
No, it was good.
Did you go to church on Sunday?
I did not.
Neither did I.
Heathens.
No, we're not heathens, sir. We're just sinners.
Sinners.
That's it.
I have no place.
No place in a... Well, they always...
The house of the Lord.
What Chris said once, Mr. Murphy said once, is that people that go to church aren't going because they're perfect. The
going
people at church
broken.
Isn't perfect. So if you're going to go to church because you want to somehow meet perfect people that are doing the walk...
They ain't there.
No. Because... Oh, a Lotus, sir.
Uh-huh.
Because that was a very interesting license plate from Texas. I don't even think I've seen one.
It was
like that
Don't
before.
Tread on Me.
Is that what that
plate.
Was?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Oh, and a unmarked police car riding his ass. Well, that's interesting.
There you go.
So that sounds like you had a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, I went too bad. I enjoyed it. What about you?
I really did very little. I slept.
Slept. And I slept and I slept and I slept some more.
I cleaned a little bit. My vacuum cleaner, all of a sudden, I know, me too, it's a yawn fest, dude.
Boy, this is some exciting content.
It's exciting, man, exciting. Well, then, I was abducted by UFOs.
Oh, my God.
In the morning.
Now, tell me more.
Well, see, I thought that would pique your interest, because I went to go to sleep.
Were they grays?
Well, I couldn't tell, because, and this was really strange, dude, there was a shadow on my wall that was obviously about 3.5 feet, maybe 4 feet tall.
Okay.
And there's nothing in my apartment that casts a shadow
of that measurement.
And it was also very thin. It was just very... It weirded me out. To the point where I actually turned on all the fucking lights in the house and did not turn them off until the next morning when I woke up.
Nice.
It scared the shit out of me because I thought it was moving. I thought I had seen it move. And it was still there when I had the lights on. The shadow was still there, but it was just... Where the fuck was it coming from?
What was casting it?
Whoa. Well, I had seen on, well, it was one of those History Channel UFO shows or whatever,
right.
Ancient Aliens or whatever. They were saying that they believe that these entities can be right in your house during the day. You could be staring right at them and wouldn't even know it. That they have some kind of a...
Cloaking?
Type of cloaking thing, yes, and it makes them invisible. And so I started researching it.
Weird.
And finding out that people are seeing these little shadows all over their homes. And
Jesus Christ, we almost had an accident!
It's obvious that it looks like I'm just minding my own business, sir. certified fitness trainer.
Mobile certified.
So is this like a paid search person who's been mobily certified but then is also a fitness trainer?
Mobile certified fitness trainer. Maybe.
Why would you need to be certified mobily?
Oh, because you because that means you can go for, like, do fitness at someone's house.
Okay, so you're not like, I don't work for
quickly. Someone name a place.
Lifetime.
There you go.
Or
I was going to say Planet
24 Fitness. Hours or Planet Fitness.
Oh, sir, there's no such thing as 24-hour fitness anymore. It got bought out by whatever.
Oh, it did? I didn't know that.
I don't know. I just made that up.
Well, sir, this brought to you by our new sponsors, 24-hour fitness.
24-hour fitness.
If you got the time.
They're defunct. I don't know. I don't know if they're in business anymore.
Out there with, I don't know. Are there any video cassette rental places anymore?
Oh, no. I mean, if there are, they're probably like in little small town USA, yeah. You know, that have like DVDs and stuff. But I don't think anyone rents VHS anymore. No.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, that'd be
me too.
That would be a very bad business venture. I can't figure out why we don't got any goddamn customers. Well, sir, you're only stocking Beta, Max, and VHS. There ain't nothing wrong with these tapes.
Look, shit. This shit will be around forever. This is analog.
Oh, goddamn. It
doesn't matter. It does not matter.
The good, bad, and the ugly is the good, bad, and the ugly. It don't matter what it's on. Shit.
Indeed, sir.
I don't know.
This has been a raucous... Oh, wait a minute.
It has been. And not even... Well, this is good.
All right, how in the hell are we going to do this?
You go down there and you go out the old way.
Go down? I can't. That road is closed.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Song.
Oh, I know.
0 hour, 9 a.m. You just got to get out there and fucking take charge, by God. And I'm going to be high. Fuck, we're going to get in an accident.
No, we are not. Sir, this is promoting drug use. I'm not feeling very good about this.
Is that what this is about? Is it like methamphetamines or something?
I don't know. Maybe it's not.
I miss my wife.
He says he's going to be high as...
He's getting on an airplane, bro.
Oh, I thought it was a rocket ship, sir. Rocket man.
Well, he did say it's lonely in outer space.
Well, it damn right is, sir.
Huh.
Huh.
Things to ponder.
This is the worst podcast we've ever
this
done.
This is the worst.
I feel
if you've made it to 3 minutes right of this
there,
shit.
That is shit right there. You know that thing.
That's what our podcast
that right there. I wish we had a picture because there's a landscaping company in front of us with a questionable. Yeah, look at there. It's a wreck. But there's a big clod of shit and hay right there. That's shit right
That's
there.
Us.
That's us.
Stuck in the proverbial grill of life.
Grill of life. just
mashed it in there.
Mashed in there.
Well, you know,
it's
when you don't prepare for your podcast,
that is
and I constantly there. Have to carry us, this is what happens.
Sir, you're much more eloquent than I am.
Oh, you, poppycock.
You've got, there you go. There's a word I would have never used. Perfect, sir. Where you could put poppy and cock.
I want to use the word perfunctory, but I don't know what it means. What does perfunctory mean? And sentient is another word I like. A sentient's like a being, right?
Perfunctory is like, isn't it pre something, like before something, like
before the funk?
Interesting. I like that.
Well, why not?
Pre-funk, sir.
Right?
Pre-funk.
And then what about sentient? Is that like an
sentient
intelligent?
Is like sentient, yes. Right? So having
a knowing being. Consciousness. Hey, did you see that thing I posted on Facebook? That's right. You don't look at Facebook anymore. Anyways, I saw this video.
Oh, sir. You saw a video?
A video on my timeline. And it automatically played. Let's catch some rocks in our windshield, you fucking idiot.
I don't got time.
This is the fastest studio ever.
This studio did not fuck around.
Oh, no.
You need to get up to 60? How many
anyways,
seconds you
it
get?
Was talking about... Shut up! I got a
yes,
story.
Yes, sir! Shutting up!
They were saying, I now only have 16 seconds to say.
You can hurry up and do it!
Okay. They think that they have found an ancient virus in the brain that they say is responsible for human consciousness.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You mean the midichlorians?
How the fuck did we end up with a podcast? You ever ask yourself that?
It was you. You had the idea because you had thought, you had said that.
But it stays so like stuff. Days. Like,
well, you're not feeling 100%.
I'm really not. I'm not feeling good today.
I know you're not. I could tell.
I need everyone to feel sorry for me.
Are we still podcasting?
Yes.
This really is a train wreck.
This is a fucking disaster of epic proportions.
Because you know what's funny is I feel like I'm one of those actors that doesn't see their movies. You know, have you ever?
They're like, oh, I can't. Oh, no, I don't watch my movies. Yeah.
Or you see, you know, even some radio.
I feel that way,
like,
though.
I never can listen to
if
my
I
show.
If I watch video of myself, I cringe back. I'm like, I look weird.
Really?
You know, or like my voice. I've already talked about
it. Yeah, well, my voice.
I hate the way my voice sounds on recording.
I do, too.
But
I sound all stupid.
It does not. Well, the weird thing is that in the moment I'm talking, my voice sounds fine to me. It doesn't bother me.
Right.
On recording, it sounds like Alvin and the fucking Chipmunks.
Right, exactly.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Right, exactly.
I'm like, God, why is it sound
why
like
is it
that?
So high? And no, I
I'm trying to keep it low, baby.
How low can you go?
How low can you go?
All right, that this segment's done.
This whole podcast is done. God bless if it even makes its way onto fucking iTunes.
Well,
I may just fucking nuke the whole thing. Hey, that's look, an interesting restaurant.
They got some chickens.
A drive-through with a boat.
But what's funny is look at the stock that they have there in the pens.
Hey, you know what?
You need some chicken tenders?
They do. They make tacos out of those motherfuckers.
Well, those chickens look pretty plump.
It's called the Round Cage
juicy
chicken taco.
When they said they're cage fed.
Yeah.
Cage
free.
Kidding.
Jesus. Take the wheel.
Well, somebody
he needs to because this is a disaster.
You know what? I'm getting out. Doors on this bitch are locked. It's like my rape mobile. Well, I'm sure that'll go over great with our guests.
God. You have a child lock activated? I can't seem to get out.
That's the point.
Oh, that's not good. I'm sorry.
Band Boosters Mattress Sale Fundraiser. Band
what
Boosters
the fuck?
Mattress Sale.
Who sells mattresses for a fundraiser?
Well,
is that serious?
It says, that's what it says.
Mattress Sale.
Yep. Sunday, February
19th. Go get a mattress and grind one out for the tuba section.
Alive. Miss William, there's a strange man on our mattress and he won't leave. What do you mean, strange man? He's just
I bought my mattress hour. I'm here for my hour.
He keeps saying, Miss Williamson, about a happy ending. I don't know what that is. Like a fairy tale?
Oh, God, no. Emancipate me from this fucking disaster. Dear God, what have I gotten myself into?
They've got a sign for this mattress sale on every 5 minutes.
Hey, you need to get a new mattress. With
well,
your
sir,
ones.
I'll just boost my ass
there
over
you go.
Here and get myself.
I'm here to support the drum corps. I'll take a queen size.
Fuck. Why is that making... That is the most absurd fundraiser. Not candy bars or magazine subscriptions.
Nope.
Fucking mattresses.
Mattresses.
We're gonna fuck our way to the top of the semifinals. One stroke at a time.
Miss Davison, there's a stain on our mattress.
Great.
Damn. Well, that one. Well.
Oh, Lord Jesus, take the wheel.
God, please.
And turn it abruptly into a culvert.
Ship this bitch in the eye and get us out of here.
Flip us into a culvert and let us drown. Put everyone out of their misery. They're like, God. Why do these guys keep fucking podcasting?
Because we can!
23 episodes in.
This is America, goddammit. If I want a podcast, it's my...
You know what? We're going to make...
Inalienable
rights. We're going to make podcasts great again. We're going to make...
Right,
we're going to make podcasting great again.
Absolutely.
That ought to be our... That ought to be our tagline.
Actually, that...
It's better this way. Making podcasting better again. No, making podcasting great again. That's what it is. No one gives a fuck about
your
podcast,
son.
No one cares. Fuck. Got someone else out there jocking our name. Okay, they had it first, but ours is better.
Star Trek where he's like, message received. I have a ship. You need a ship. Remember that part in the...
Was that on the movie or one of the series?
It was in the movie. He was trying to... It was like a... What was it? It was a... not the Voyage Home. The one about saving Spock.
Oh, Interstellar.
Spock is not part of Interstellar.
Oh, that's right. That's McConaughey.
And so McCoy goes... He's like... he's got Leonard Nimoy's, or he's got Spock's Katra inside of him. So he's kind of half Spock, half Dr. McCoy.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And so then he's in this bar trying to get some information, and this guy with this weird alien is like, hello, I have a ship.
Is that the guy with, like, snaggle teeth?
Yeah, with the weird things on his ear. Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
He was message received.
Yeah. He was such a turd. So that was the series.
It wasn't...
Because he wasn't in the movie.
It was in the movie.
But...
Okay. Are we podcasting?
Not yet.
Great.
Should we be?
Well, we've just missed some iconoclastic and pithy.
No, I know there was the guy on the series that had like the, not the Klingon, but he had like a ring. He was a little short guy and had these big ears.
Oh, you're talking about the Ferengi.
I guess. Yeah.
I'm done with you. You think Captain Janeway? Yes, sir. She had big ears.
Wasn't that Diane Fossey? Where they tried to find the monkeys or whatever?
Are we podcasting now?
I don't know. Yes, we've been podcasting.
Well, I think we should give a shout out to our newest listener.
Oh yeah,
that was cool. You know, it was like a really nice lady named Hillary stopped me in my travels, as it were, and said that she really enjoyed our podcast, and I said, oh, God, I felt really bad.
She stopped your egress between buildings on the campus of which we work to mention...
No.
I'm not done! I was trying to say something really cool with lots of big words, and you stopped
me
in the middle of it.
Hashtag failed.
Oh, God.
Oh,
damn
sir.
It, why do you do these
hashtag
things to me?
Me too, sir.
Yes.
What up, Hillary?
Yeah, so... Yeah, it's pretty cool. We're growing by ones of listeners.
Ones.
And you know what? That's all it takes. Ones of listeners.
No, but it was really cool, and I had no clue that she was even a listener.
Well,
and she said,
"It's spreading like wildfire, sir."
It really, well,
like a
really slow smolder.
Yeah,
it's really more like it.
You know, or a slow growing tumor.
Oh,
benign, of course.
Oh yes, of course.
Not just, malignant.
Oh, that's ugly looking. But
yeah,
it's fine.
It's fine.
You know,
it's benign.
It's like one of those skin.
It's fine. It's
what
benign.
Do they call it? A skin
tag mole.
Oh, so gross.
Tumor.
Well, I guess it could be tumorous.
Turmeric.
Turmeric. Isn't that something like
it's
a
It's like a
herb?
Chalky drink. Yeah, it's like a yellow herb.
Gross.
I don't know why I said that. Well, I have been really under the weather for the past 2 days, which I know is not an excuse. I should still podcast from my deathbed, but I was so exhausted, and I am learning that sometimes I just need to take some time off.
Absolutely.
And I need to just sleep and regather my thoughts and kind of get recharged.
Absolutely.
I do feel better today. Still a little bit groggy and sleepy, but I think by tomorrow I'll be ready.
Now, you're not contagious or anything.
No, not contagious.
That
no,
was my
never,
biggest thing. I mean, you've got...
No. I would never come... No, well, as soon as my kids had that, mom got them on antibiotics. They went to the doctor, got them on antibiotics. They were never running fever, none of that
good
kind of stuff.
All right, great.
But they tested positive for it, so we put them on antibiotics. Now, I haven't felt like that. Like, I haven't had a sore throat, none of that kind of stuff. It's just been, like, really tired, just lethargic and just tired.
So, like, mono or something.
Yeah, well, no. I've had mono before, and it's awful.
Sir, you have the kissing disease?
I have the kissing disease.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well.
That's what happens. I don't know when it happens, but it happens.
Our little man is growing up.
He's a midlife. So, anyways, the point is, I'm back. I'm better. I'm better, so it's all good. Hey, you know what? I drove through here today, and I got a really, really... I think it was like the last batch of the coffee they brewed this morning. It was not very good.
The dredges at the bottom.
Yeah, it was a little rough. It smelt burnt, but...
That's how I like my coffee.
It was Italian roast.
I am Italian, so I know a little bit about that.
Well, very good. But what I did see on the way through the drive-thru is they brought the Cascara latte back.
I don't know what that is.
Very good.
I don't remember that, actually.
The Cascara latte. It's the one that's made with, like, the cherry pulp from the coffee bean.
Oh, yeah. You really liked that. It was kind of an extra sweetness to it.
Yeah. Cascara latte.
You said that with a lot
I really like those caramel macchiatos.
My phone.
You dingus.
Great. Well, since I took care of lunch.
I'll take care of the drinks.
Sounds great.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
Starbucks.
Oh.
live and recording again for your sheer disappointment. Because that's what we do. We bring the disappointment.
I don't. I bring my A game, baby.
Oh, do you? Is that right? Not really. Not really.
How can I put this as succinctly as
well,
possible?
I don't know.
Maybe we should go out that way and just
do the U-turn.
Yeah, this is going to kill us.
We're going to get killed.
We can make it all the way back probably faster if we just take the highway.
I think you're right. Ridiculous. Take the highway.
Ooh, is that Jim Croce?
I don't know.
Rolling down the highway.
It sounds. Is that him? Maybe. I don't know. It just kind of came out of nowhere.
Rolling me down the highway.
Yeah.
Pass me by.
Something
like that.
If I could have time.
Oh, jeez, dude. That was my father's favorite album, and I hated it. I hated it. It's always time in a bottle.
Hey, hey, Leroy Brown, the baddest motherfucker.
That's what we do.
Oh, man.
Lane ends, merge right. Well, we might be not making a... We might not be flipping the proverbial bitch, sir, anytime soon.
I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Remember Marty Robbins?
Sure, yeah. That's a very,
I'm going to stop now.
I think that's for the best.
You know, when you start singing and you sense that people are coughing or retching up bile, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah, their noses are bleeding.
Just quit. They're wrinkling up. You're like, ew, like they just smelled a big fart.
Like really bad fish or...
Bang, LuckyGunner.com.
LuckyGunner.com.
.com.
Looking for sponsors.
BuyUglyHouses.com. .com. Buyer. That's 1-800-44-BUYER.
We buy ugly houses.
We really do.
.com.
Oh, look, better is staying in control. Well, then you better get that IE.
The heart of innovation, Memorial Hermann. Memorial Hermann Healthcare.
Oh, so good.
Isn't it?
Well, not really. They're very expensive. My back surgery was only $75,000.
They don't accept my card.
How would you like to pay for that? Well, probably over the course of my entire
Can
life.
I donate plasma?
You know,
Oh, God, we fucked up. Look at this traffic jam from hell.
Well, sir.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. We've done it.
Now we have really screwed the proverbial
pooch. Fire, life, and safety.
Oh,
you know, that van looks very old and very unsafe.
We are never getting out of here.
Oh, sir. Let's talk things into existence. We're going to be back at home.
We are going to sprout wings in a jetpack and fly over these people. Fly away. Fly me to the moon.
Oh, that's one of my most favorite songs, dude.
Let me play amongst the stars.
I prefer Tony.
I like to cut my fingernails and save them in jars.
Oh, gross, dude.
In other words, I'm gonna puke.
Stop.
In other words. Okay. You gotta know when it's time. It's like Kenny Rogers says. You gotta know when to hold them.
Know when to fold.
When to fold them.
Know when to rock away.
It's not rock away. It's walk away, sir.
Well, I rock away, sir.
No.
And then I get the hell out.
The hand wasn't going the way I thought it would, so I stood up and I said, I'm rocking out of this bitch. And I leaned to the left and leaned to the right, all the way out the fucking back door. For WWE. It's like stage right.
All right, so
like the little fucking
hook. We pretty much fucked ourselves. Can I go here?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Get on.
Well, sir, I'm not
Give this studio off. Every...
Every...
I don't know.
Horse you can...
Muster.
Get those horses running. Yeah!
Yeah! I'm seeing stars.
My larynx
bleeding.
Blew out, but that's fine. I think I have a little anal leakage, too.
Well, oh, God. Don't get off the freeway. My God!
We are fine.
So exciting. This is the adventure of podcasting while driving.
You know what's cool?
They say don't text and drive. No one said don't podcast.
If it's not a law, not my problem.
That's right.
You know?
No cop, no stop. Okay.
Oh.
You know, they are redoing this
shit. I mean, they're rebuilding the whole shit, the whole thing.
The whole damn thing.
Wow. It's about fucking time.
Well, it's taking forever, but...
Well, it all...
I don't know where they claimed the land from. It's like these lanes just appeared. It's like, but there's still... Like, where did that... How did that space come? I don't understand. It's like it birthed lanes, but yet it didn't increase its footprint. How does that work? Maybe you paint more narrow lanes, you know?
That is intriguing.
Maybe that's what they do.
That's what it is. You know, cars are smaller.
Is there no standard measurement for, like, highway lanes or
something? Actually, there probably is, but...
Someone Google that for us. Let us know in the non-existent comments below.
And keep the applause coming.
Keep them coming. Hit that little applause emoji if you're on the Anchor app, which probably most of you are not. I am seeing that the listening is increasing on iTunes, though, which I'm very thankful for.
Well, that's great. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Well, it's been a rough week this week, you know.
It has been.
It's, for us, it's production.
It's all good,
all kinds of stuff going on. And with you out of the office for a couple of days, of course, any fire drills or anything that happened.
It's weird being gone, like, 2 days back-to-back. Like, I thought, like, one day I would be able to, like, just, you know, kind of handle it with, like, one day being gone.
Yeah.
But, like, I just couldn't. The next day, I just still couldn't. I couldn't. I just, my body was like, no. And, but it's weird. Like, you come back, and I'm like, crap, it's already Friday tomorrow. Like, where the frick did the week go?
Yeah.
Ugh. I hate it.
I mean, it's been a very challenging week, but it's been a good week, I think. I mean, it just...
On to the next week.
It's tough when you got a lot on your plate, and then fire drills happen, or questions happen. It just seems like it takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's all right.
But it's better this way.
It always is.
Because, you know, if you didn't have that, you'd have nothing.
Well, we'd have something else to complain about.
That's correct.
So.
That is correct.
You know, we should try that Carl's Barbecue sometime.
I would say no.
Very good,
I hate Carl's Barbecue.
Off the menu!
Off the menu.
Fuck you, Carl!
Your barbecue sucks! Well... Not the barbecue, but your barbecue sauce sucks. It's like a mustard-based sauce, which I can't fucking stand.
Gross.
It's like that pink barbecue sauce.
Nasty.
You know, it's like creamy pink looking. I can't stand it.
No.
But some people like mustard-based barbecue sauce. I cannot fucking do it. I gotta have that smoky sweet barbecue.
I'm fine with smoky sweet. What I don't like is the heavy tomato-y tasting sauces that make you taste like you could have put it on a pizza. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, then that's like Goods then, because Goods is a tomato.
And I don't
base.
Like Goods.
You don't like Goods.
No, we go there, and it says I don't put any barbecue.
Well, the meat that they cook is good. It's just don't slather it with the sauce.
Right. But
you know, I like a smoky sweet sauce too.
My dad used to get so pissed off at me and my brother because, you know, they'd buy a steak when we finally could like steak when we liked
covered steaks, it in ketchup,
and we'd cover it, and he'd be like so fucking incensed. You know, that is not how you treat a steak. So we had to learn to eat it with nothing on it. I mean, Dad,
I did
they
that
make
as a kid.
A1.
I put ketchup on my steak.
They make
kid.
Ketchup. Why would they make condiments if they weren't to
I used to eat A1 as a kid.
A1's delicious.
Steak sauce,
I have a bottle of it right now in my cupboard. I'll put it on my fucking steak if I want. It's good.
It is good.
But, you know, I understand what he's saying. You know, you go to a very fine restaurant and you ask for a steak.
And you bring me a bottle of Heinz 57.
And can you make it as gray as possible? I mean,
cook
living shit
just
out
like
of
it's
it.
Leather.
You know, and bring me a bone saw so I can cut it up. You know, shut the fuck up.
I've never understood people that I mean, I don't like it raw. I don't like it like jelly red on the inside.
No.
But I definitely
I would like to see
do not like it gray. Yeah.
Correct. I mean, a nice deep
cut. Gray, it's dead. It's just like,
dead.
Ugh.
It's gross, dude. Like,
shoe leather.
So I get what my dad is saying. The kind of same thing about why would you cover a perfect good steak with a heavy sauce that would... Then that's all you would taste is a heavy sauce?
Right. You just...
I get it.
Muscle, but, tissue, and sauce.
Correct. You know, something to chew. Might as well chew a bottle A1 and an apple. You know what I'm saying? You know, but my dad was wrong in some ways as well because he'd be like, this is great liver. And he'd make us eat liver and we'd want to pour whatever the fuck we could over it to take the liver taste off.
Liver
didn't like
onions.
That either, but it's like, you know what?
Hey, I'm
your
eating it.
Your wine and onions are not doing it for me, pal.
All right.
I can still taste the liver.
I can still taste
really
the liver.
Really can. Sorry.
Oh, it's like a Luby's liver and onions.
Yeah, my mom and dad are like, oh, it's so good.
Ugh.
I'm gonna
makes me want to die.
I'm kill you both in your sleep.
Just, can I get the vegetable Luann platter, please?
Dad, can we have peanut butter and jelly?
Go to bed.
Yeah. Hell no.
You eat with the rest of us.
You got too many sugar. Great.